You're listening to the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast, where we talk all about how you can build your child's resilience, self-esteem, and happiness. I'm your host, Laura Earnshaw, the founder of My Happy Mind, and I am totally dedicated to helping you become the best parent or carer that you can be. We're proudly impacting over 500,000 children now in our programs in schools, nurseries, and homes. And today, I'm going to be sharing some of those tips with you. Let's dive in. Hey, it's Laura here, founder of My Happy Mind, and I am back for day two of A Little Bit of Happy. And what I want to do today is encourage you to introduce a habit that you're going to use at the end of every single homeschooling day. Okay, so when you get to the end of the day, your children have finished their work and you're kind of transitioning into the rest of the day, I want you to think about three things that went well. Okay, and this can be anything from, you know, you really focused in a lesson, to you were brave enough to speak up on a Teams call, to you completed your work with no fuss. It doesn't matter what it is. What matters is that you pick three things and that you really celebrate them with your child. Why this is important is that it's really, really easy for us at the end of the day when we're transitioning to think, oh my goodness, that was horrendous, or oh my goodness, thank goodness that's over. But when we can try and find the little bits of success and the little things that we can celebrate each day, not only does it make us feel better about the day, but it also helps us to go into the next day with just a little bit more positivity. Now, the second thing that I want to encourage you to do as part of this habit is for you asking your child one thing that they want to try tomorrow. So you've celebrated your three things for today, and then you're going to look at what's one thing we might want to do differently tomorrow. So it may be that they found that not having headphones was really annoying them when they were on the team call, or it may be that they found they didn't have all their stuff where they needed it at the time and they had to keep getting up, or maybe they were getting distracted by a sibling. Just ask them, what's one thing that we could do differently tomorrow to make things a little bit easier? Again, what this is doing is recognizing the successes, but then looking at things we can do to take control to build into the next day. This is going to help your children to feel like not every day is going to be the same, and it's going to give them that sense of control and that they have the power to shape their own day, which is really, really important as we go through this crazy period of homeschooling and lockdown again. Now, here's a little tip when you're coming up with the three things that have been successful. Encourage your child to come up with the three things. It's really easy, isn't it, for us as parents to say, well, you did that well, and that was amazing, and this was great. What we're trying to do with this exercise where we can is get your child to be the one that comes up with the thing that went well. Often children don't realise the things that have gone well for them, or they kind of pass over their successes. So by getting them to lead on it, they're going to get a bit of a happiness boost. And trust me, you will too. So I hope that's helpful. It would be amazing if you could build this into your ritual every day. So as you're packing the day away, as you're finishing homeschooling for the day, just make this part of the conversation that you have. Doesn't need to be really formal, doesn't need to take forever. Just make it a casual part of what you do in your daily routine. I really hope that helps. Don't forget to share these tips with others, and I'll be back tomorrow for day three. Take care.